Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
The journey to America for an immigrant starts with a first step. Sometimes it's a step aboard a 747 for a long flight, or often these days, those steps turn into a run as AK-47 toting revolutionaries force thousands to flee for their lives. Not a pretty picture, but sadly, not unusual either. I'm Christopher Springman. Our next guest has her own story about an American journey, charmingly and innocently entitled The Rose Hotel. She is Dr. Rahime Andalibian. Did I pronounce that correctly, Doctor?
You did very well.
Thank you for having me. Oh, my goodness. It's so nice to have you on Life, Love, and Health.
I'm delighted to be with you.
The question is, why did you write The Rose Hotel, the true story of a family's tragedy, rebirth, and hard-won redemption in the exotic landscape of the Middle East? Not quite the word I would use. However, why the book, and why did you need to write this book, perhaps for your own greater understanding of what you experienced or your own sanity? Now, after all, you're a licensed clinical psychologist. Tell us about that.
I wrote The Rose Hotel because, there were multiple reasons, but one was I'd gone through a significant loss in the 2008 recession and was taking stock of what do I really want to do next and what do I want to really leave the sort of people on the planet with? What's my biggest contribution? What do I feel I can contribute in the most significant way to reach more people? And that was the time when I decided that I really wanted to tell the story, in part because I believe that people also, specifically in the Western world and in the United States, have a certain understanding of Iran and have seen certain images and have been told certain perspectives through our media and through our coverage of that region. And I really wanted to, I felt that I had a very compelling story, but I also wanted to really put a human face to that part of the world and really share the intimate details of what it was like to be in an Iranian family growing up during the 1979 revolution, being impacted by many traumas, and then chronicling the 30 years that follow and the struggles of our family as we acculturated and immigrated to make America our home. And I felt that that was a very unique story that really also had so much universality and that so many people could see themselves in that struggle and so and in the traumas and in the impact that it had on the family, and felt it was important to speak of it.
Will you please read the lead from The Rose Hotel, the chapter entitled Room 314?
Sure will. December 30th, 1979, Mashhad, Iran. The hotel was deserted. I led my baby brother Iman down the long polished marble corridor. No one was watching us. Along with the guests, the staff had vanished, the doormen in their brown jackets with gold buttons, the maids in their crisp uniforms. There was no one to shout at us, "Stop! Get back here. You're not allowed in there." What we wished for all these short years of our lives was suddenly granted. The hotel was ours, a private high-rise castle playground.
For a child growing up in that environment, it sounds like, paradise. You say in the book we could slide, run, climb balustrades, peek into the empty chambers. What a wonderful place to grow up. But paradise has a way of disappearing, doesn't it?
It sometimes does, yes. And yes, it was paradise.
What was the experience of your family at the hotel?
At the time before the changes took place, we were, as children, we were really sequestered in a life of privilege and joy, and the family was together and intact, and there had been no sort of trauma that had sort of interjected its way into our family. And my father was very successful and was sort of a hero in town and was someone that contributed to a lot of community members, was one that was called to action when the revolution took to the streets. And over the course of many months, as this sort of changes, this lawlessness, the shootings, the violence was taking place.
When did it become apparent to your family that it was time to pack it up and head for the border?
Well, our story actually wasn't, our move wasn't right away. We had a significant loss to the family, and then we left Mashhad and moved to Tehran, where we were for about 6 years. We didn't leave Iran until the Iran-Iraq war took place, and sometimes young boys were being taken to war or drafted to war, and my brothers were 13 and, 14, and that was a risk that my father was not willing to take, to lose a son. And that's when we immigrated out. So ours was actually delayed by the family was re-traumatized a bit because more shifts and changes and losses were coming down the pipe. And eventually, over a course of a year and a half, my father was able to get us out of the country.
You brought your experiences, as documented in the Rose Hotel, forward. You are now a licensed clinical psychologist practicing in Laguna Beach, California. And by the way, let me reintroduce you. Our guest is the author of The Rose Hotel, Dr. Rahime Andalibian. You now work with people and specialize in the use of storytelling and the performing arts to help clients in the process of acculturation and personal transformation. And as a survivor of war, displacement, and trauma, your vision is to spark a dialogue between the West and the Middle East. So you can certainly empathize, sympathize, and identify with people who have these struggles because you've been down that road. Does that make it easier for you as a clinical psychologist to work with folks who've experienced trauma like post-traumatic stress disorder?
I think so. I think great psychologists who do fantastic work have a wonderful way of working with people, irrelevant of where they're from and whether they have specifically gone through the experiences. But I think that it makes it a lot easier for clients often when they see, since the book has come out, I have so many young folks that are, in their mid-20s to late 30s who are coming up to me and who share via Facebook or email me and call me and say, for the first time, I feel I can give voice to certain parts of my story. And it's not just because they identify with the trauma or they have, acculturated, but it's really because I open the door to talking about a lot of intimate secrets in my family. We have mental health issues that come out, substance abuse issues that come out, really things that, in my community especially, the image and our sense of protecting our family and not talking about things openly is very preserved. And so for an Iranian author, Iranian-American author, psychologist to really put it all out there. And then they hear that my family has been incredibly supportive and been really behind the book the whole entire way is sort of shakes up their own impressions about what am I holding secret? What baggage do I carry with me that I could be released from if I were to have some meaningful relational dialogue with somebody, whether it's, openly with my family or whether it's in a therapeutic setting or whether it's through a storytelling choice.
What do you give people permission to do? You give them license to do what? Unload that baggage?
I give them license. Well, I'm not the authority on that, but I give them inspiration and I think encouragement to speak about things that they are holding, which impact, obviously, their physical health and
their
spiritual health and bog them down and really releasing themselves of the narratives of their past and what that means. So really releasing themselves of the power that these stories that we've given ourselves, told ourselves, things that have happened, but then how we've been able to continue giving our stories of the past power and living based on that as opposed to living for the moment and for the potential and the opportunities of the future.
Our guest is Dr. Rahime Andalibian. She is the author of The Rose Hotel, which you can find at Amazon.com. Dr. Andalibian is a licensed clinical psychologist who practices in Laguna Beach, California. You have a fascinating story, Doctor. I hope we can get together again and explore more of it. Thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
I look forward to it.
Thank you very much. I'm Christopher Springman, and you are listening to Radio MD.